Blog Talk Radio.
Echoes in there.
Allah Teala ve Rahim. Malik Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We seek protection of this Savior, rejecting the enemy, the outcast. In the name of God. God is most gracious, and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment, which we all need. We alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We ask God to continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast restored, thou pleaseth on, not of those who go astray. Amen. We just said the opening in Arabic and in English translation. We thank Allah for the Block Talk radio station where we are allowed to remote. This is show is this Block Talk radio station is the most important Block Talk radio station in the country because we're dealing with the real issue. And that's removing all racial image that attempt to betray the mind. This is a problem all over the planet, not just here in America, but all over the planet. Because the one who started this evil, they went all over the planet. They had the freedom to take this lie all over the planet. But Allah said the rejecting spies. We're going to be the leader. I mean, we're going to lead the people back to the oneness of one God. And we are on the best road to do this. So we're here tonight to make you aware that there's only one God, and he has no partner. He ruled this universe by himself. He needs no help. He lives, he never dies. He feeds everything, but he himself is not there. So that is why we are here tonight, to get that point over of what we as human beings can start living like human beings. As long as that image is in the world, as God, a man, long as his image is up as God, we're going to have this problem, especially when it favors the people that's in power. They, the main ones, do not want to change it. They do not want to change this. And because it had walked on us, and caused us the problem that we have no choice to deal with that. We don't see nobody else who's willing to deal with this problem. And so we volunteer to deal with this evil problem that we see in the world. We said move all racial enemies out of worship, out of the homes, out of your car, wherever that image is. And we should see each other as human beings. And when we start seeing each other as human beings, then only then can we make real progress as human beings. When you find out Allah has destroyed things, he destroyed them because the people themselves stop being human beings. They stop being human beings. You can't be no human being. You can't be no human being if you're an inferior person. You can't do it. And this is what the image is done. It is brought about people that don't like themselves. and they have no reason not to like themselves. They have all the reason in the world to thank God for blessing them to be human beings. But they would never become into that mind. They would never come into that mindset until they worship God in spirit and truth. And it's been hard for people to want to worship God in spirit and truth when everything that you see, everything that you hear is against you. How can God have a son and don't have a wife? The Quran pointed this out. Then if God was a man, and the Bible said God is not a man, then if God was a man, what man would he be? It's racism. It's racism. It is real racism. And God will never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. We are human beings. We're not black people or white people, but that's what Satan have brought about, calling people white and black. You bring about separation, division. And I'm asking people all the time, if there's some white people, some black people, show them to me. But people still calling each other black and white. This is called what Satan is doing. This is exactly what Satan is doing. Bringing about racism through lies, through Santa Claus, through the egg, all these things, bring about through the movies. They show movies where we as African Americans are killing each other, going to funerals and blowing each other away. They're shooting each other, fall down and shoot that person to death, shoot the life of that person. They're not a human being. Huh? All these people that have took on the idea to tattoo their body and color their hair, they're not a human being no more. Why I said it? The human being is one who loves itself and others. You a copycat. When you become a copycat, that means you don't have no love or no concern about yourself. You are copying off the life of the other people, and you can't be yourself because you want to copy off them. And that comes about not knowing yourself. Yeah, Allah says yourself is a righteous human being that he created. An unrighteous human being is what you created. God created you to be a natural human being. Be a mother, a father, be a sister, a brother, a auntie, a good neighbor, a good person, a clean person. But you can't be there thinking that you ain't no good. In African America, we have begun to worship language to say and speak to each other. The N words. Who gave us that? It wasn't no friend. It wasn't somebody that God sent. It was an enemy. It's an enemy that gave us this. And there's an enemy keep us divided among ourselves. So we have to know the truth, as Jesus said. Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. And they have given us the truth, man. There's a lot of falsehood, a lot of lies. You can look at TV now, they're singing the lies. Santa Claus coming to town. And they're saying this lie all over the country. All over the globe, they're telling this lie to the children. The children are stuck in these lies. I mean, what child don't want a toy to play with? What child don't want someone to bring you something and let that child play with it? What child don't want that? What child don't love the falsehood? But the child grows up and continues the falsehood. So we're here tonight to kill the lies that have been told on God, and kill the lies that have been told on Jesus, to kill the lies that have been told on the Muslim. We have to kill those lies. We're Muslim, only me, one who submits his will to do the will of God. They tried to say that the word Muslim means terrorist. And that's what job is to do, is to lie to the righteous. It's a lie to keep the world in mode where the lie seem more pleasant than the truth. That's Satan's job. And we said Satan is on his job. You can look at TV, you can look at the news, you can look at the world news. Satan is on his job. And Satan is working out, because what Satan do is get people ready to go to the hellfire. That's his job. He's not to spare no one. His job is not to spare nobody. His job is to take everybody that he can get with him to the hellfire. And he's on his job. Because nobody want to get married. Nobody want to be a good neighbor. Nobody want to be kind to each other, nice to each other. And we got this virus, and this virus is taking a whole lot of people away from him. So as I get ready to bring somebody else in, I'm looking, Daya, who's in the queue? Daya? Huh?
Nobody has their... I push one to come into the queue.
Okay, man, look good. Cause last night they said he wasn't looking good.
I'm sorry about that, but I looked all I could. The hands that are here now, I mean, is yours, the only one I see.
Who?
Your hand up to want to contribute to, you know, like what you just said, is the only hand I see up in the queue.
Okay.
You know, you push the button, push the one on the receiver, your phone receiver, it'll bring you up. Now I see Brother Suja's name just came up. He just raised his hand just now.
Last one.
I don't know why they would say last night that I didn't see anybody. If I saw them, I pushed their name.
Okay.
Nice. Anyway. Brother Suja's hand is up, and I just pushed his number.
Assalamu alaikum. Brother Suja. Brother Suja. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I'm trying to change this off or take it off of mute.
Yeah, sometimes we get.
I get the tripping up on that. I said, oh,
okay.
But alhamdulillah, I bear witness and I testify that there is only one creator, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon the Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, I like to give the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. I heard the good presentation that Brother Akbar just presented. It was if it's timely, from experience, you know. And I use experience because experience makes a difference. You know, a person bring you something and they don't have no experience of it, you know, then they're bringing it, you know, they're bringing it, but it's the feeling that you receive is a different feeling, you know, because you can feel a person that experienced the thing and then bring it to you, you know. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing. We got brothers like Brother Akbar, brother Imam Ibrahim, you know, that is coming to the people with a feeling. With a feeling, you can feel it. You know, brother Amin. You know, you can feel him when he's talking. You know, you can feel him. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing, you know. And also the sisters, you know, you can feel them too. I don't want to leave the sisters out, you know. But when a person comes to you with sincerity and trying to pass something on to you, because that's the whole idea of presentation, you know, in teaching, is to pass something on to the next person, to anybody that listen, you know. Inshallah, you know, we pray that they pick it up and they pass it on, you know. That's how we get things done. You know, and dealing with the message of concern, that's the way we're gonna have to get it done. You remember Wahbah Muhammad said there's nothing else more important than teaching the peoples, or bringing to the peoples, ask the peoples to remove all racial images out of worship. Nothing more important. You know, and I know I can see it. I can see it because they deal with every aspect of their life, you know, these images. These images is powerful. Now they got the television, you know, and we got certain people control the television. And television, everything that they do is an image. You know, the word itself, television. You know, it got vision in it. You know, and it's passing on something to you. But it's a vision that can be controlled. It's a vision that is shaped, and they can get a person that is not lack anything that they portray him as or her as, but they can give you that vision that'll make you believe it, you know. Make you say hooray, and make you feel that person is like Superman. You know, that person got power. You know, that television's influences is real, real strong, and you can see why certain peoples is in control over it, over the television. There was a time. There was a time that we had different one of us on the television and talked about things of interest. and addressing problems and things like that. You don't have that too much now. That don't happen no more. You see, they don't want to tell a person about their, let a person get on and explain to the people their experiences here in America. They want to control that. You know, people like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and all those people that spoke so eloquent, they felt like they made a mistake, and they have said it on television of letting them giving them the opportunity to express their ideas and their concerns, that was a mistake that they made. That set them back, you know. So what are they saying? Is that they want to control the truth. They want to give the truth to you and shape it up the way they want you to receive it. You know? Remember Imam Wahiuddin Muhammad said, words makes people. Words makes people. So their whole idea is to shape and form you and have you believe that they the originator of dancing. They the originator of cooking. You see? Farming. All aspects of life. They showing it as though they knew about it all the time. And everything had to come through them first. You know? So it's false. And it's real powerful. It's real powerful. That's the reason that we should watch TV. So we can explain those type of deception to our children. Just imagine if you don't watch no TV and your child watch TV all the time. You don't know what's going on television. No, you're putting yourself in a bad position, especially with your children. You know? You want to know what they present out there so you can give them the right concept of it. You know? Tell them the truth. You know, education, they messed us up through education. Come on, Columbus discovered America. You know, all these lies that was told to us, we're finding out that they're not true. So what we are saying is that it's a time now for you to listen to more than their story. It's a time now for you to check out their stories. The stories that they done told to us were stories that weren't exactly right. That wasn't true. You know, when they told us that God had a son, and they didn't only tell us that God had a son, they made it a religious thing. They made a thing that they want you to worship, a thing that they're telling you to make it into your God. These people are serious. They're not joking. They want to control. They want to control the world. And you don't see too many of them jumping up, telling you what has been presented is a lie, and they know when it's a lie. You can't talk. You can't bring nothing to them unless they're trying to correct it. Anything you bring to the Caucasian, they're gonna try to correct it. That wasn't true. That's not true.
but they sit up and listen and read the Bible and listen to the presentation, the religious presentation, and they don't say nothing. Don't that make you think? Why is it they don't say nothing? Is it like the man told me when I asked him the question if I, or what would happen if I raised my image up in the house of wisdom? Your children look at me as the Lord, as God in the flesh. And he told me that my children won't believe it. They won't believe it. Why did he say that? Why do I keep bringing this point up? Because it's important that you see that this person know that that's a lie. They know their image up in the world as the Son of God, as God in the flesh, is a lie. They know that. But if you put your image up as the Son of God, or God in the flesh, he said that my children won't believe you. But have they stood up and said that that's wrong? These people is living here in America and around the world and knowing that they feeding us a lie. They know that they feeding us a lie. And none of them is coming forward to stop it. They had this lady, I can't think of her name, Caucasian lady, was teaching on black and white, brown eyes, blue eyes, and things like that. And she was letting us know some truth on that. But I was talking to Tyreek, and Tyreek was showing where she's a racist. There's certain things that she wouldn't talk about. There's certain things that she'd know. But all the time, she's making us seem like she see the problem. Yes, she see the problem, but she's not dealing with the whole problem. We need Caucasian people out there. I mean, more than us, you know, more than the amount that we have of citizens talking about remove racial image out of worship. Their numbers should double it and triple it. They'll tell you when you're talking hell with them. They'll tell you the truth that it's wrong to have my image up in the world. Caucasians will tell you that it's wrong, that Jesus is not the Son of God, and Jesus is not God. That image that they portray, his image that they're portraying as God and the Son of God, that's not true. They'll tell it to you head up. But they won't go on TV and teach that. My wife would tell me about some church that no pictures in the place, but no white images in the place, but they done made the preacher white. The preacher, the pastor, excuse me. Same thing as the preacher. The pastor. They done made him Caucasian. I mean, they done put up a Caucasian person, you know, as the pastor. Image gone, but he got the real deal. He got the real deal. You know, the real deal is teaching them. Pacification program. Just keep popping up. pacification program is a program where they send the missionaries to these small countries and teach and these missionaries teach the peoples to accept Jesus as a personal savior and that Jesus died for their sin. That's what they send in people's teaching, little African children, or little backwards, peoples that don't know about religion and don't know about this life. And if they don't accept it in the country, they threaten them. They send in the missionaries. The Marines, the soldiers, they send in and frozen on. This is, it keeps coming up on television. I said, man, I've been talking on that a long time. But I thought that had died out a little bit. They building it up, man. They going strong with it. African American. Converting African American, so the African American go to their own sister and brother and teach them that Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is God in the flesh. Then they probably give them a little water, some food, give them some things that they don't took from them out of their land. So that's what we're dealing with, brothers and sisters. We're not dealing with nothing that's lightweight. You wake up every day and go through your routine, but there's a devil working. That's a strong devil working. And we're going to ask you all to pray for us. Pray for us to be successful. We're not afraid of doing it. We're not afraid to tell the truth of Allah to these people. So, brothers and sisters, We pray that we say it's something that made your eyebrows stand up or woke you up a little bit, and we always open for questions, for statements. If you got a statement, or if you got something to add to what we just said, we always open to that, and we always to let you know. That we don't claim to have a monopoly on truth, you know, and we can learn something from each other, you know. So we came to in peace, and we're gonna leave in peace. Assalamu alaikum. You got it, Brother Agba.
Well, the Castle Man, thank you. Anyone got a question? This show is coming out of California under the guidance of Hameen Muhammad out of California. I am Brother Abdul Akbar along with my wife, Tahir Akbar. We are a co-host worker here along with Sujah Muhammad. We just got to speaking. And we also have Muhammad from California. And we also have Imam Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia. We're your host tonight, and we're here to found on the worst problem in the human family, and that's that image. That's why God said in the Bible, don't make no image. And then point out, don't make nothing in the sky or in the water, something beneath the on the land, and he points it out. But then I broke all them laws. All them laws have been broken.
And that's why you got the problem with African American and Caucasian, especially Caucasian, because it messed them up more because the image is in their image. Back to y'all said that one guy told him, and told him that, yeah, what would happen to if we raise up African American image and put that in your churches and all throughout the land. And your child will come there and see my image up to God. What do you think they would do to your child? And the man said, my child would not believe. Why? Because they teach their children the truth. And God don't have any. If they teach their child a lie, God came in their image. You know. And what he's saying, he's a real stupid. Worse than the image that they don't have in slavery. Looking like people that had slavery. So it looked very sick holding that image up. That image come in and be God. So we're here tonight. So anybody want to ask two jars any questions? Have anything to, all you got to do is match one, come into the queue. Daya, do you see anybody? Daya.
Right now, there's no one that's on.
We're making any indication they want to ask any questions. So I will share another couple of minutes of the talk. That this image from the image have on the world psychological effect of this image have on the world of the people. We can see that same psychological effect now coming out of Africa. African there is trying to bleach their skin. They're not happy with the skin God gave them. Have a powerful life. That's a powerful message. When a person makes you hate your skin, now I can see that he was a dog, and a dog don't want to be no dog. I see that. But to say that you want to be, you don't like the human being God made you, and you believe being lighter is the best. Then you come in. That's something. God said he made us human beings, and we human beings both love each other. And we will never come into the pure love and the pure understanding until we respect, until we love each other. You know, that people like Donald Trump can mess this world up, have picked the people on the white. Don't call white and it look like nobody gonna get any time for this. And they came out and said if they had been if Muslim or black, some African American Christians did what they did, they would kill them all. That's a psychological effect of that image. That one people get away with doing wrong, and that buddy system is everywhere. The urge of letting the people that look like them go free no matter what they do. Like that young boy, the judge got mad when that young boy went to court and they tried to question him. He got mad and intervened because he made sure that young boy got the Caucasian judge. And this man killed two people and wounded them. He went to that rally to kill somebody, and that's exactly what he did. So we ain't got a chance if we don't stand together. We own nothing as a people. What we own. We got football players, basketball players, singers, and all those. They got the houses and the cars. But that's it. They ain't got nothing more than that. They don't have no total freedom. And the worst one is the white people like him with all those tattoos. Hey, but boy is trying to attract your son and daughter to do the same dumb stuff he does. That's why they show you the way. The language that he uses. And your child come in your house cussing like that. That's not old school or new school. That ain't no school at all. But this how they get to the old. That's old school. Y'all, you're old fashioned. Right never become old fashioned. Good is always what Allah accepts. And Allah says, he accepts good, and the only thing he will accept is good. But the people think they can be the bad, you see them. They're doing anything and everything out young people. And nobody, these people are scared of their children. They're not raising their children. Their children threaten them and all that because they didn't raise their children. Our children was excellent and great when we were being mothers and fathers to them. That's no longer the case. That mothers and fathers are drinking in front of their children, telling lies, gambling. And what kind of child you think you're going to bring up doing things like this in front of them? So we have to change. The Christian religion is a beautiful religion, but it's a loss of favor because they let anything go, anything go. The women go to church. Well, I got some air.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Abdullah. Alhamdulillah. All right, but this is Brother Amin calling from Los Angeles. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got some air.
All praise be to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Yeah, alhamdulillah, good presentation and good teaching, good preaching. Alhamdulillah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about what I was really about that I haven't really mentioned in a long time is the Sister Claire Muhammad STEMSchool.com. Sister Claire Muhammad STEMSchool.com. And the politics is thick here in Los Angeles, and it's a history here, and I won't go into all that, but we created the website Sister Claire Muhammad STEMSchool.com, I believe to serve as a model for Claire Muhammad schools to borrow some ideas and to present our children with a STEM education. STEM, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, and this is in accord with the Holy Quran, the teachings and discovery of Prophet Ibrahim, one of our fathers, all praise be to Allah, when he made a discovery, when he saw a star, and he was perplexed. Because he was looking and searching for God. And when that star said, he said, he said, well, no, that star, that's not the one. And then when the moon went up, in the night sky, and the moon set, he said, no. And then the sun went up. He said, oh, this is the grandest of it all here. And when the sun set, he said, oh, no, I'm paraphrasing, that I've been guided. God, Almighty God, Allah, the God I minister, eternal regime, who created everything, the heaven and the earth, has guided me to him. And showed me that the one true and almighty God is the one who created that star and the one who created that moon and the one who created that sun. He says, I'll never more, I'm paraphrasing, I'll never more be perplexed or confused again. So Prophet Abraham, you know, was one of our first scientists, you know, by observing the creation, you know, and in the history of Islam, we've had some great scientists in our past, and Ibn Sina and others in our past. But coming down to our day, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and even in the old Muhammad Speaks newspaper, he was so wise, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, where he used to admonish us and tell us and talk to us about building our own schools and doing for self. And he used to have all kind of pictures, you know, showing the students, you know, in these science classes, you know, and then farmers and all, you know, in other words, you know, he was teaching a people at the time. When I came in, I started noticing about 1974 or so, Honorable Elijah Muhammad was so wise in having the people in the Muhammad Speaks newspaper make these pictures of these brothers and sisters doing for self and you know, having these science classes. And Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about, we don't need sport and play. You know, he at some point he, I'm just learning that he was not really happy with Muhammad Ali being a red boxer, continued boxing, because that was kind of like against his teachings, you know, all that sport and play and everything. You know, he wanted us to be industrious people and sober-minded people, you know, Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So and then Imam Muhammad, when he came, became the leader, way back in the early days of his leadership, you know, he got involved with a school. And as I remember, one of the brothers who was the principal, he was one of the brothers. He wasn't, I don't think he was African American, but this brother had a education in what they call a solid state electronics. And he was the principal. Because Imam Muhammad, he knew at that time that, you know, he wanted to make that University of Islam, which later became the Sister Claire Muhammad School, into a science school. He wanted to, you know, teach them children science and mathematics, you know. And I remember we had a brother named Lonnie Shabazz, who was a doctor in mathematics, and he was doing great things. All praise be to Allah, you know. So we should borrow from our history and borrow from our past and bring our children up in a STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math. And we should start it off and do the best we can. And as time goes on, we should, you know, get brothers and sisters who are very skilled and very knowledgeable in those fields, especially mathematics, you know, for our children. So, www. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School is my alhamdulillah, is our contribution even though we would like to get something here in Los Angeles, but it's tough. It's tough, you know. All praise be to Allah. But if people would just go to our website and they could see and they could click on so many resources and so many programs and so many websites where they could start introducing their little children to science and technology, engineering and math, STEM, you know. STEM, I first come upon that idea myself 15 years ago or so. Maybe not that far back, but it was these Turks. People don't know. They got these people from Turkey who are some of the biggest charter school operators in the United States. You know, these Turks, and they have these, what they call these harmony schools. And these Turks had so many charter schools all in California and I think in Colorado, places like that, and New Mexico, all over. Because what they was doing is these Turks would bring their scientists and doctors and scientists from Turkey. They had a special visa, a special certification, documentation, where they could come to the United States. It's something like a H-1 visa or something, H-1 visa, where they could come into the United States and as a scientist, because America was trying to recruit and allowing scientists, you know, like they also allow a lot of these Latinos too, people who was just workers to come to the United States too, but also a lot of these high placed scientists and doctors. And so these Turks, and you know, Turkey is a Muslim nation. You know, that's a Muslim nation. And they came to the United States and they created what they call these harmony schools. And it's another name they operate under. Look it up. Google it. They had this brother named Ghulam Ahmed, but it's a movement called the Ghulam Movement. And it's a brother, he was exiled from Turkey. In fact, the government of Turkey was trying to get him extradited out of the United States to come to Turkey to stand trial. It's because this brother, Ghulam, I can't think of his whole name now, but it's Ghulam, and G-U-I-L-L-E-M. It's been a lot of documentaries done on him at ABC News and all these people talking about him. Well, he wrote books, and the gist of his books is do good in the world. So that's why he had a lot of these scientists who would read his books, and these Turks read his books, and it's called it Doing Good. I forgot the Islamic name for it, the Arabic name for it, but it's called, you know, like do good. You got to do good in the world. And it's kind of like Imam Muhammad, together we can remake the world. That's what, you know, you hear our people talk about that. They say together we can remake the world. Well, anyway, Ghulam, he wrote books, and his people all over the world read his books. And so a lot of them converged on the United States, and they got together, and they had to take care of themselves. So they started these charter schools. And so Satan was trying to get them kicked out of the United States. They was trying to make trouble for them because they know these brothers and sisters was Muslims. And, you know, as a charter school, you can't really teach religion, but how they would get around it, they would teach Turkish history as a part of their curriculum. You know, they said they had English and math, and social studies and government, all like that. But also they would teach Turkish history, and that way they would put that Islam in there and give the people Islam. And so a lot of these Caucasians and people from all over the United States, a lot of these children was getting a good education because of these harmony schools from these Turks. Look it up. It's called the Gulen movement, or type in Google Turks running these. They are some of the biggest charter school operators in the United States. People don't know that. And this brother was writing so many good books, and he was such a positive, you know, that his reach and his influence reached all the way back to Turkey. He's still living. He lives in the Poconos right now in Pennsylvania, he's 70, 80 years old, and through his people starting these charter schools. So anyway, I looked up years ago, I looked up their curriculum, and they kept saying, we have a STEM education. We do STEM education. And I said, what the heck is STEM? And so I looked it up, and it opened up a whole new world to me. I said, this is one of the secrets to how the government of the United States and other people in the world, you know what I mean, you know, get ahead of us and they get a jump on get their children a good education to where these nations, this is what these nations like China and Japan and England and Sweden and Denmark and Ireland, they all know the secret. Teach your children mathematics and science. Don't have all your children playing music and spending hours and hours and hours playing the damn basketball. You know what I mean? No. If you want to be a power in the world, teach your children science and mathematics, STEM. This is what the nations know. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew. This is what the captains and lieutenants in the Muhammad's mosque knew. They taught me when I was going to school and I was processing in the Nation of Islam in 74, 75 or so. They say, you know what I mean? Hey, little brother, he say, look, you know, you going to school, but make sure your education transcend borders. You know, teach mathematics. You know, learn mathematics, learn science, because calculus in China is the same calculus as here in the United States, and calculus in India is the same calculus, and biology here is the same biology in England. You know what I mean? But if you study some off-brand stuff, it ain't going to transcend borders. That was the captains and lieutenants in Muhammad's mosque here in Los Angeles was teaching me. So I got a pretty good understanding. You know, it took, you know, alhamdulillah. So all praise be to Allah, STEM. So I learned that concept of STEM from these Turks. I looked up their website, the Harmony Schools. They call Harmony Schools. And look it up. It's a hell of a story. It's a great story. These people, they still operating. Satan, these Zionists and stuff, try to get them kicked out of the United States. But too many of them parents stood up for them, said, no, my child is getting an excellent education. They're getting an excellent education. No, leave them alone, you know, because it was turning into a political thing. All these Turks, that's a Muslim country, Turkey, Muslim country, alhamdulillah. So all praise be to Allah. So I learned that, and through me teaching school, I saw it. I saw how a lot of the public schools that I teach at was not teaching our children STEM education. They get a little bit of mathematics in the public schools. They get a little bit of science. You know, a lot of the people who teach the science and mathematics, they are not people who learned it in college. They're not people who majored in science and technology. A lot of the people are just people, men and women who just got a liberal education, and they're teaching our children, but they ain't teaching our children the real deal Holyfield, as they say. You know, the real deal Holyfield, STEM education. That's what nations, alhamdulillah. So Sister Claire Muhammad, stemschool.com is right there, and our efforts, sometimes things don't happen overnight. So we still hanging in there. All praise be to Allah. And that's all about. That's what it's all about. Of course, we go teach Islamic history. We go teach Arabic studies. We go teach the teachings of Imam W.D. Muhammad. We go teach our history here in the United States going back to 1930. You know what I mean? And with Farad. And then go teach the history of Islam, al-Islam, and you know, and all that too. But our main curriculum is going to be a STEM education. We're going to give our children a STEM education along with Quranic studies. I would say Quranic studies is very much emphasized, you know. So praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Akbar. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. So this is what I'm about, brother. I'm still on the case. I'm still on the case.
Coming back. Tell your side of the story. Once you come back and tell your side of the story, we need to hear that. Especially about the rappers and the deal they made, and all this is affecting us as human beings. We need to hear more about that and by those millions of images they took all around the world. And that's in every country in the world. They took all these images. So we need to continue to let you call Kulu. Once you come back and share that with us, so nobody can tell like you can.
Lord, bro, yeah. All praise be to Allah. But, you know, like I was saying, though, you know, my real interest, though, is for our people,
yes, sir.
And to and our children. You know, the right type of nation. And I hope I influence them. Maybe Allah accept that from me. And alhamdulillah. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you.
Assalamualaikum.
Bye.
Brother.
Yes.
Look.
Well, the guy's name.
Assalamualaikum. Brother Akbar, I'd just like to add something to what has been said. If you all have a pencil or paper, I can get you to write this in down. This is dealing with my grandson and my granddaughter. A program they have on YouTube, the name of it is Azalea's Faith, Z-A-Y-A, apostrophe S.
Okay.
Faith. Yes,
that year. That year. That year.
Yes, Azalea's Faith. If you all can check this out tonight and give some feedback. The other one is Lulu's Universe, L-U-L-U-S, possibly S, Universe. Not the universe now, but Universe, U-N-I-V-E-R-S-E. on YouTube, and it got about six or seven programs, six or seven different things that they're doing. And like I say, Isaiah, you know, he loved a space and all that different type of knowledge, you know. But he gonna be on there with my daughter. That's my daughter Mahasan, the one that's retired from the military. And we just want you all to check this out, and hopefully, if we can give, we can add some, like Sister Dyer have a whole lot of grandchildren. If we can help them set up a program, because it's real easy, and like that. Where we want to, you know, sort of give the children prizes, you know, for setting up the program, and Brother Tariq is also is teaching them the codes that the brother was talking about. I can't think of it. The technical. Thing that he brought, Dr. Frank brought, you know, Tariq is actually doing that, and I want him to help out some of the other, you know, grandchildren. If your daughters and sons got grandchildren, you know, just let us help them out. And let them watch this program. Let them watch this program. It ain't hard. It's easy, you know. And ask the daughters or somebody there, because most of all the children know how to deal with and do these things, you know, with that technology. They know how to do it. And if they can right. put on some shows, they name it, and then they put on some shows on YouTube. And we all work together and try to help them. Especially we want to let them know about STEM.
Right.
You know, that's super important. So we want to introduce them to STEM, and any programs that help out our children. You know, because they got a game out here for them. They got so much deception out here that it ain't funny. So if you all can write that down, and if any of you all can just call me back tonight, go look at it. It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. Brother Amin.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. Shuja. Yeah, you know.
Yes, sir.
What you're saying is true. They got so many traps for our children. Now I got a grandson who is, well, my step grandson, and he's about seven.
That's the same age as my grandchildren.
Yeah, and he's playing basketball, and I try to support him. I try to go out and I see him, but too many of our children want to be NBA stars. You'd be surprised. How many of these little African American, you know, boys is at these high schools wanting to be in the NBA? And, you know, I mean, the average NBA team, like maybe the Lakers, only 17 people. 17
yes.
people on the Lakers, 17 people on the Knicks, 17 people on the Bulls. And you add that up, but you got millions and millions of children. You know, young people, they want to be NBA stars or football stars. And, you know, and they spend all their time, brother. All their time. You know what I mean? And this is a trap that the white man, that the Satan got for our children. Just give them ball. Give them ball. Let them run at the ball. You know. And that's a trap. The scheme. And Imam Muhammad talked about music. You know, get all our kids wrapped up in music. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, little music is good, but I'm like, Mama say sport and play, put it down. Mama told us he was one of the first ones to woke us up. Put it away. All that sport and play. You know.
Yes, sir.
So, go ahead.
If you can write that down.
Yeah.
I definitely want your feedback, but I mean, this is one of the children that I was talking about as far as learning your program, the program that you got, you know, mm-hmm. and both of them smart. I had Layla on the telephone. It was one night we had the blog show, and you should have heard her read. You should have heard her read. She know what commas is. She know what question mark. She stops at the question mark. She asks the question. You know, doing it in a process of a read. It's a science and read. You know that. So I mean, you teach it, and she know all the commas, and she recognize all these different things, and her comprehension is what blows my mind. How she, and she just what, 7 or 8 years old, you know, and Isaiah he's seven, and he loves space. He loves space. I told you that before,
Monsieur Ja.
Yes, sir.
Give me that first one again. Zell, how you spell that?
Z-A-Y-A, apostrophe S, space, S-P-A-C-E.
Uh-huh.
That's the first. The second one is Lulu, L-U-L-U, apostrophe S. Universe.
Okay.
I think they got on YouTube, they got the universe. That's not the one we're talking about. We're talking about universe. And they have about 6 or 7 of them on there. So you all can, you know, just run through them. You know, they children.
Yeah.
And alhamdulillah, the mother's is working with him. My grandson is his auntie is working with him.
Mm-hmm.
But his daughter is the one that set everything up. You know, she's smart. Both of them smart. You know, so alhamdulillah,
mm-hmm.
alhamdulillah. I'm gonna let them know. I think I already told them about the STEM program, but we gonna emphasize,
mm-hmm. You know, it would be a great thing to have a physical school. I mean, of course, right now all I have is something online just to show people. All it is just to show people what needs to be done and what we can do. You see, and
right.
What, like our leadership and our history. That's what it's all about. But it would be a great thing if we had physical school. It's only 7 or 8, full time physical schools. But
right.
The curriculum.
Don't you have a plan, Muhammad, there in California?
No, sir. We don't have a clear Muhammad. We got a.
I was telling my wife that, and she, before she believed that you have a physical school.
Quran. No, sir. Right now we got a great website that was actually.
That's what I told you. That's what I told you.
Helped. Right. No.
You're working on it,
trying to get the the accreditation, you know, to open up a physical school, and
yes,
accreditation and the support. And the support, but you know, like I say, the politics here in LA is thick. It is thick. It is. All right. No. But that's all right.
I was like Captain Harold. He said, "Now you're telling me."
Huh?
Captain Harold used to say, "He said, now you're telling me."
Yes, sir.
I know it's thick there, brother.
Yes,
I know
sir.
It's thick there in California. Yes, sir. I came
to
California in 63.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Egba. Hello, Egba. But that's a good job that you all are doing out there, bro. Praise
the Lord. Well, praise the Lord. They have what they call here Islam Academy. About the closest thing that we have to the Claremont School is the Islam mm-hmm. Academy. Run by it was in the paper. It was in the paper too, you know.
Yeah.
But their orientation is not our history. I mean, alhamdulillah. I mean, you know, the brother, the imam, is a young brother. His father was a imam, Brother Sadiq Safir, and the young brother's name is Jihad. And he went and took, and he's Dr. Jihad now, Dr. Jihad, because it was in the paper, it was in the Muslim Journal, within the last couple of weeks. And, you know, but it's not, alhamdulillah, it's good, all praise be to Allah.
Right.
But
my wife, she thought you had one there. I said, you working on. You got some things online. You're working on programs, yeah. Mr. Claire Muhammad, but I don't think you have a school in California.
No, not a Claire Muhammad in Los Angeles. Now, no, I don't think nowhere here in Los Angeles, you know.
Mr. Compton?
Yeah, because he said he kept going to Compton. You said Compton. Ferguson. You don't have
No, ma'am, we don't have a school in Compton. We don't have a school in Compton or Claire Muhammad School in Compton or Los Angeles. I was, you know, at one point I was looking around for a building and all like that. And I said, you know, I need more support. I need more support.
I know that's right.
You know.
Hey, you hit the mark.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but my website, that website will show people where we need to go. That's 100%. That's a sure shot there. You can't lose with that right there. You know,
yes,
and, you know, yeah. And I mean, I know I'm pretty bold in saying that, but I can't emphasize it more. You know,
yes, sir.
We don't need our children up there basket weaving and all that waste of time stuff and a whole lot of social studies. Of course, you know. Of course, you got to teach a child to read and write. Of course.
Yeah.
But after they know how to read and write, let them read a whole lot of mathematics. Let them read a whole lot of science and. You know, keep that before them. Keep that before them. Let them come up with that. Let them come up with it from the time they little bitty ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is really defeating Satan. You know, he's shaking in his boots now. You know what I mean? You know. But as long as you know, see that we giving our children an inferior curriculum.
Inferior curriculum. Yes,
Well, he knows he got us for another 400 years. You know,
Lord.
Yeah.
Another whole generation.
I know that. That's what I said.
I mean, like Muhammad said, mathematics is a true science.
That's right.
Buffalo Lake. I want to say one thing. You know that I was taught. I might be saying I'm gonna paraphrase it. They said, "What did Allah say to the first thing Allah said to man? Multiply."
Yeah.
They said multiply.
That's a heavy principle.
Yeah. That's right. Multiply.
Yeah, multiply. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Yeah.
So if you can, check that out tonight and give me some feedback. I'm gonna do a barbecue here. And some wieners and ham, beef burgers. And probably make some potato salad and thing, and I'm gonna have the grandchildren over to the house, and I'm gonna get them, I'm gonna set them down and let them see those two different programs, and ask them to their parents to help them put something together, their own idea. It's not gonna be no contest, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody's gonna be a winner, but we want the different ideas. And put it together, and so we can put it on YouTube. You know, and when you look at yourself, see your own image is doing something positive. That's the impact.
Brother Amin, I want to show you how important math and science is. The first thing they took out of school was math and science. Mm-hmm. And that is something and they go together. And that's what our children got like. And I'm going to tell you how smart that our children was getting in math. Years I was in junior college, and I was doing algebra, some type of algebra and percentage and all that. And I said, dang, I said, wow, I had a problem with this. Here's my granddaughter in sixth grade. She said, I got it, Grandma. Let me show you how to do it. And then she was saying all the workshop, the words that you're supposed to say to and everything.
Yeah.
I said, wow. Mm-hmm. She was just in fifth grade.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's how smart our children are. That's what it is. And that coronavirus they put down there, that wasn't no accident or happened. Our children have lost 2 years out of school right now. They don't have no phone home at all, no homework at all. So we have a job.
Alhamdulillah, you got some parents. Yeah,
they got some.
That homeschool is I don't want to say this here. Let me tell. I saw W.D. Muhammad's graduation, and they had the young children. This is out of high school, and they made presentation, and it was better than college students. Their presentation made sense. It made sense. Them brothers and sisters graduating and making presentation and it was so matured and so together. You know, they established a foundation and they worked went in all different directions, and they just kept you into what they was talking about. You know. And so, I'm saying that I think we'd be surprised if we take our children out of that school, out of that public school, and teach them ourselves. I think it's double and trivial, and the impact of education on our children, when taken away from all that other stuff, you know. As a matter of fact, it affected one of my sons when he went to public school. It affected him, you know. It was just hard for him to believe that the children disrespected the teachers the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
Humza didn't like that. I had a son named Humza. He didn't like that. How mm-hmm. disrespectful they were and uncontrolled, you know, in the classroom. You know, I really believe like home teaching and all that, all that's good. Mm-hmm.
You know, also what they did was they took out the shops. They took out wood shop, metal shop.
Oh yeah,
auto mechanics. They took that out of the school system.
Yes,
school system. You know, and
yes.
You know, you could see how they are trying to dumb down the kids. You know, every kid ain't gonna necessarily go to college, but
that's right.
You could get a child who knows about a car, he knows about an engine, knows about that internal combustion engine. You know what I mean? It's almost like they take to it. You know. And,
yes.
You know, and these are things that the wood shop, metal shop, you know what I mean, wood shop, metal shop, auto shop, yeah, they started taking that stuff out. And, you know,
yeah,
I guess we
yeah,
couldn't
yeah,
see
yeah.
it. But, you know, it was a movie with, put that big tall Caucasian, the good, bad, and the ugly. What's that dude's name? I went to see a movie. Years ago. You know what I'm talking about? With Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood. Yeah, okay.
It was a scene in the movie where his brother had his family.
Mm-hmm.
And his car broke down. No. He had a flat tire. And he called for roadside assistance. He had his family out there, way out in the desert somewhere. And you know, Clint Eastwood, he makes his own movie, and he put this in his movie. And it was a way for them to talk to each other, and to show how African Americans, our people, had gotten away from using their hands, learning how to use their hands. You know, this brother had a couple kids with a wife. Out, kind of like on the outskirts, and he was calling for, in other words, the brother was saying, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to, you know what I mean? Don't know how to change his own tire. And so this is a way, I forgot this movie with Clint Eastwood, but anyway, I think it was that movie where he was he got involved as a drug dealer a couple years ago. He was an old man got involved. But he put that in there as a lesson to show people how the population, our people, a lot of times our kids had gotten away from learning how to use their hands.
Yes,
and
sir.
You know what I mean? You know, you didn't have fathers around, you know, teaching their kids how to do this and how to do that. You know what I mean?
I know this for a fact. I know some brothers that got businesses, and they're wealthy. I know some in Atlanta, right, that's wealthy. Didn't finish high school.
Mm-hmm.
But they got college students working for them. And they're
mm-hmm.
wealthy. This is a fact. Didn't go to school, but able to put together a business, organize a business, and got people that went to school educated, and they working for him.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fact.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying. You know, I mean, when we used to iron pants, you know, put creases and starch and iron. You used to have presses. You know, where we can learn, I forgot the name. It was a name for that. But working with presses. You know, I mean, those things that presses, your clothes and things like that. I can't think of the name for it.
But we had that in school, in one of the schools I went to, you know. But I remember when I used to love to go to that, you know. But they took that, like I said, they took it out of school. They took it out of school, you know. It was a trade, you know. It was a trade for the person that didn't want to go to college, but they can learn how to, like you say, work with your hands. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Brother Alameen, that's what I want to say.
Alameen.
No, not Alameen.
I mean.
Okay. I apologize on that.
Yeah.
But this is what I want to say. With all that we learn how to do during that time, changing tires and fixing the motors and all that, who taught us that?
Mm-hmm.
Our grandparents, our parents. But you have to remember one thing. The reason why our children didn't get away from it is just they haven't been taught. And you know why they haven't been taught? When they put that crack in the neighborhood, that was during our time. That means that we're grandparents. Half of the grandparents are gone. They got cracked out. The mamas got cracked out. So who's teaching the children? So that's what it is right there. That's what they're doing now. Now that heroin, that opium is all up in the community now. They try to put that in the community. And after that, who's going to teach them? Now they ain't going to know nothing. And they're going to put you back into physical slavery. That's what it is. I'm telling you. Our children, we were getting too strong. We didn't want to integrate with them. We just wanted the same books that they have that we pay taxes with. That's all we wanted.
Yeah.
And they didn't start saying Jesus was God until we start integrating. They never said that. And I can't even remember Ali Elijah Muhammad saying that Jesus was God. I said, I didn't hear it until I came back to Louisiana.
No.
I mean, even taught that they were saying it, you know.
He was saying that black man was God.
I know, but I said I never heard it was taught that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Never heard it taught until I came to come back here in 1975, which then when Imam Wardi Muhammad got in office, that crack took off in full force. So they definitely didn't want him to hear what Imam Wardi Muhammad was saying.
I'm
telling you, that's what it is. That our children got away from it, that they had nobody to teach them because we got the wisdom.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. That's why we have to teach our children wisdom. Alhamdulillah. All right. Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
It seemed like to me, I've always thought that when Imam Muhammad came, that the light was so bright. The light was so bright, and we was getting so much knowledge that Satan had to just let everything hang loose. He just had to pornography, just every dope. Just unleash. He had to unleash dope, pornography, and everything.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Try to put that light out, you know?
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
And like you say, that crack started coming around 1980, it was like 81, 82, because I remember as a girl, it was a girl out there at the school, a nice-looking little sister, and she just was saying, she says something about, I like this stuff so much. You know what I mean? And she was kind of halfway confessing, but halfway crying, you know? We were in class, I said, what the heck is this? What's going on? That's about 1981, 80 or so, when that crack, they started putting that crack out there, you know?
Yeah.
And then and they really put it out there. So, dope, everything, pornography.
It was devastating.
You know, and then later on they had to make these records and stuff and let the kids hear all kind of killing and pimping.
Just
let it all hang out. Just, you know what I mean? And if you want to be a punk, you could be a homosexual, you could be anything you want, all that, in order to put that light out.
That's killed the progress that we had. It's killed it. All of the good singers and people that had succeeded. And I'm telling you what I saw. I saw on television two Japanese businessmen, older businessmen, was dancing to rap. I had never seen nothing like that in my life.
They had discovered something, you know, and they was dancing to rap.
Yeah.
All the Japanese people, just imagine that.
Shuja, I got you Zaya's space here, and
okay.
I'm looking at it right now. But he's African American. Yeah.
Huh?
All right. Praise be to Allah. Zaya's space. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay. My son. I mean, that's my grandson.
Okay. Okay.
And that's my daughter. This is his auntie working with him.
Okay. All right. Okay, praise be to Allah. Yeah.
Praise be to Allah. And the other one, Lulu's Universe, is not Isaiah, he's an A student. He's an A student. And he loves science. He loved rocket ships and going in space. And you're going to see some of them things that the and Auntie with is scientific, you know. Also they breaking up and explaining the parts of the human body. Just check that out and see how you go into that.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Right. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that if you got brothers and sisters that got grandchildren, that they put together some kind of program, and just send us the how to check it out on YouTube, and just let's help them. Let's support them, you know. And one thing, we want them to get into that STEM program. We want them to get into that, you know. My son is putting together that teaching about that code stuff. He's teaching that, you know. He works with the government.
Okay.
Yeah. He does it real good. You know, that STEM program, and my daughter said that the brother hadn't came back to him yet.
You mean Frank?
Yeah, haven't came back to her not yet, and she called him.
Not yet.
He said he supposed had to let her know something, and she said he hadn't come back to him yet.
I see. Okay. Well, may Allah bless him, because he said he's having a lot of trouble.
I think
brother is, I don't know, I think he's sincere, but I think he said he had a lot of trouble, because he had to move from the East Coast down to Dallas.
Yes. He told me he was in Baltimore, Maryland.
Right. I'm just saying he was there, and then now I was told that he's in
Dallas. Yeah.
I see. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar.
We pray for him.
Yeah.
Close out. We got Brother Ibrahim. He's in the queue. Let us
see.
Brother Ibrahim, yeah.
I just want to say one thing. I just want to say one thing. A lot of times, like my brother says, what it is that sometimes we don't think that we getting old or we old. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
We still be trying to do the same thing we did when we was young, and we can't do it like that.
I can bear witness to that. You know, I'm enjoying y'all.
Did you get a chance to go on YouTube?
Yes, sir. I just got to viewing it a few minutes ago, but I cut it down because y'all talking. And so
okay.
I'm on the job, brother. I'll give some feedback this weekend. Don't worry.
Yes, sir.
I got to pass it on to my daughters now so they can get their children.
That's what we want to do.
I got 33 grandchildren. I got 36 great-grands. So.
Oh, man. Man. That sounds like we the people.
We are the people.
Now, Amin got a program that's going to really help him. And that's, and they call it the STEM program.
Yeah, I heard it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's dealing with mathematics. It's covering everything. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah, brother. We want to affect them. Before I die, I want to affect them where they're giving them an even space to work out in. You know?
Before we die.
Before we pass,
you put the proper word there, before we pass on to the other realm, not die, so we don't die, right? So now, what we want to do, and I'm big on Allah, just think about it, it bless us with just 40 more years, inshallah, and within that time, by Allah's permission will, we're going to turn the thing all the way around.
Allahu
Akbar. And Islam is on the scene now. That's what the problem is about now. That's what all the hoo-ha and block, everything is going haywire for them. For them, because they know Islam is on the scene. They don't say it like that. When they're among themselves, they say it like that, though. So that's why Imam Muhammad was telling us, you know, we bring the truth to them about their program, about all these false holidays and stuff. But Imam Muhammad told us, don't kill the spirit of it, because the spirit that they come into, it allows them to gather together, have food, and sit and talk. Now, in their conversation, we may pop up in the conversation.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear about that? Remove all racial images? Y'all be hearing what the brother said about the Bible say this, the Bible say that? That's what he don't want us to do. He wanted to respect that. And also turn around so when we have our ears and our holiday, they respect us.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we can let them know that like that. You know, we're not fighting you. We're not fighting you for the spirit that you're in to be happy and all that. We're fighting the false ideology and concept of what you're supposed to be celebrating. That's what we follow. If you can bring that under God's control, I'll be with you. But not that image and what the image projected. See, the image rejected everything that we're talking about that you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're about.
Yeah.
It's just bring the truth, not browbeat you. And see, what's wrong with us going to our brother, sister, mama, uncle's house? Let me say this. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I wouldn't know. There's nothing worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. I mean, now, what's wrong with us going to our mother's house, brother, sister, uncle, cousin, and sit down on that day and have a meal with them? What's wrong with that?
Yep.
If they invite you, go, because then you can start a conversation with them. Or they're going to start a conversation. Really, they're going to start a conversation with you because they know what you're all about. And I'm going to tell you something. People in our family, they really trust us. They know that you're truthful. They know if they ask you something, you're going to tell them the truth about it. And that's what they love about us. Now, we got to remember, when people want to make change, it takes time. They're going to make mistakes when they make the change. So what we do when they make mistakes, we just explain it to them. Why you don't do so-and-so, so-and-so. You know? That's what we don't browbeat them. You know you ain't supposed to do that. We don't do that. We don't do that.
Right.
So this is a lesson from our leader, Imam Waji Muhammad. He gathered.
Yes,
he said, if you go eat and they make mistakes, put some greens on your plate or some beans, it got some pork in it. He said, you don't jump on the table and cuss them out. He's what you do. You eat around it. Eat the stuff that's good and leave that on the plate.
Okay.
So next time you come, they'll know not to put that on your plate.
Yeah. Now I heard him say that.
That's right.
I heard the Imam say
that's
that.
Right.
I heard the
that's
Imam
right.
say what you just not saying.
He said it in 1977.
Yeah.
1977 when he said it.
Yeah. Praise be to Allah.
This, you know, so we know, brother, that this is going to change, and we just asking Allah to bless us to be around to see the change. We are trying to answer the prayers of all the Muslims in our association under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, all the way back. We're trying to answer their prayers now. We are the answer to their prayers.
Yes, sir.
And we want to see Al-Islam come to tuition in the world now, like it's supposed to. That's why we're not slacking up with the information that we have. And we have to remember, like Imam Al said, he said, make the rostrum, imams, make the rostrum your battlefield. He said, when you're at the rostrum and it's your battlefield, you in control.
Mm.
So, you know, right now we make an imaginary rostrum because we on Rock Talk Radio and we'll be on Lifeline. That's our rostrum when we are invited to speak. And we he said, always keep in mind that when you speak the truth. Regardless who there. Regardless who don't like it. Speak the truth. You know. Because when you speak the truth, Allah said when you're arguing or when you're discussing the truth with somebody and they continue to argue with you, he say stop. He said, bid them peace. Bid them peace and walk away. And if they continue to argue with you, Allah said, now they're arguing with me. And so that's what we want. That's what we want on our side to help us. We want Allah. And, you know, sometimes look cloudy, look gloomy, don't look all right, but we got Allah, everything will be all right. That's what, and don't you ask us Allah, he wants that. When it comes to help, when it comes to help of Allah, and thou do see the man enter the religion in crowds. So we got to celebrate
sir.
That. Now, this is what we're about. Number the truth. If we got 6 minutes, we can close out in prayer, and that way we can keep talking. So if we get cut off or we talk a little long, we have made our prayer or the intention to make our prayer anyway. So I was enjoying y'all, brother. I was sitting right here listening, you know.
Alhamdulillah.
I took my sunglasses off. So who going to close out? Who going to close out?
I close.
Come on, big brother. We let Akbar throat rest.
That's right. Akbar's got a sore throat. I seek refuge in Allah against the rejected Satan. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy face and grace and mercy. Not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. Amen.
Anybody that? Now, I'm going to say this because we brothers and we love each other. And let's see the science and the strategy behind what Imam Muhammad said. He said, when we come to meet, what do? We first come to meet? After we greet everybody and before we have a meet, what do we do?
The opening. I know we're going to say the opening.
Yes, sir. We open. Now, he said, well, why would you do the opening when we closing out?
I said, awesome.
Yes, sir. Now, I'm not telling it to you. Because it takes
time.
He said, I'll set the closing.
You're right, brother.
So what I'm going to do, we're going to do it. And everyone that do it, the close, I'll do awesome. Just have a cry with you when you just read the translations you want to. With us on the line, we don't have to translate because we know what we're saying.
Yeah.
But that's what we're doing. And as you notice, when we've been on this Block Talk Radio, we've been getting it every day. We've been getting in line with the imam. We're getting directly in line with him. You know. Yeah. But we on the job.
Yes, sir.
And being on the job, we have to love each other enough to correct each other.
That's
something this community has lost. But now I've been hearing, coming out of everywhere, them brothers are talking about why we don't have Tylene. Something is wrong. And the way we put it out there, they got the bite on that. They got the email. Because Juma, you can't ask questions in Juma. Tylene, you can ask questions. We have people come out of the church and come straight to our masjid, where they can be able to listen and ask questions and get an answer.
Yes, sir.
That's how we were able to enter their homes. So you tell me today that that's not prevalent today? That's not, we don't need that. But even Muhammad say his father put the best day to lecture people, and he say, I'm using the same day, which is Sunday. And he say he never changed it. He said, them imams that did it. He told us right there in Chicago. So why we don't have it? We don't have it because the ones that came in with Imam Muhammad 75, he said they didn't come in to advance the community. They came in to hold the community hostage.
That's true.
And some of them devils still around now playing big imam and ain't giving the people nothing. I questioned these guys. I said, well, if you were devil imam, say that, why are you not doing it? The signature that Imam Muhammad gave of his legacy, well, y'all ain't doing it. You're not greeting right. You're not putting the two fingers up. I gave you the meaning what it meant. I got to see Muhammad. He said, go to the, when you salam out to the right, brother Imam, come back center, the body go to the right, come back center. When you go back to the left, come back center, then the body go back to the left, come back center. And Akbar got it on CD. So I know what I'm talking about. If we knew what he gave us, that's how we'll be able to see the image that they betrayed divine. That's how we're going to destroy that, by following directly the leadership of Imam Wadi Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah.
Let somebody else come in. Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar. And I know, that's what he said. So he had the brother out of, I forgot the name of that city. He set up and told us how to do it. He said, assalamu alaikum to your heart.
That's right. Your head down to your chest.
Yes.
That's right.
Assalamu alaikum wa to Allah. You know, and that's how you, and I used to, you know, and just look for brothers doing that.
Yeah.
And you have a few of them doing it, but the majority of them wasn't doing it. Yeah.
And the main thing to get me, it'd be the leadership that's not doing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
But you know what? You got many brothers and sisters listening at people that can talk good and don't know what in the hell they're talking about. And they accept what they say.
They do.
You think they truly believe that they are sincere, and that they are following the right leadership. They believe that.
And we know.
Yeah, I mean, when the imam, Wahidin Muhammad, came into office there at Chicago in 75. And I remember when he told us about the peoples that was agent, and he said that he told us how he respected this agent that came to him, you know, and told him that Brother Imam, I don't want to upset your leadership, and what you're doing is good. And rather than doing that, I'm going to leave.
You know,
Imam said, I got more respect for him than the one that hangs around and causing problems.
You know what that was?
Huh?
Yes, sir, you know what that was?
I knew one of them. And this brother, everybody respected him. And he was so nice, never called. I ain't never seen him argue. You know, this is just one of them, you know, that I'm talking about.
Which one are you talking about? What's his name?
I don't know his name. I don't remember.
Okay,
his name. Remember
let me give you the one Imam Muhammad was talking about, inshallah. Talking about John Ali.
Okay, I knew John Ali. I knew John Ali from way back. The secretary. Yeah, I knew that he was. See, but Abbas Rasul also. Abbas Rasul, we called him with his uniform on. We knew.
That's right.
Abbas Rasul challenged the imam when he was saying that the people was getting sad. And that was when the imam told us there is no royal family. I was working on security at the house.
Yes, sir.
And he stopped paying them money every month. He was giving money to his brother money every month, and he stopped paying them. But anyway, Abbas Rasul told him, the imam said, what I want you to do is write down everybody's salary, because Abbas Rasul got there and said that the imam himself is getting paid. Imam told him to write down everybody's name on the board. Rasul got mad, got upset, and I'm talking about it was thousands of people there. He got upset, and he took walking out of the door, and we got up behind him. And the imam told us to leave him alone.
He called us off many times. He called us off a lot of them chumps many times.
Leave him alone. Let him go.
Yes, sir.
So it was quite a few people was there, turning the people around from the children getting married early, coming together with the folk a lot, and the program, the program of collected vine, all these different programs, they messed them up.
They never supported them. That's correct. They weren't supported.
I was right there.
Yes, sir. I'm there with you.
Yes, sir.
I'm there with you. Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah, brother.
We had to be in Chicago every Tuesday night for Iman class. Yeah. Every Tuesday night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got people that's claiming right now that they follow the Imam, they support the Imam, that they are Imam. Why are you, Muhammad? Brothers and sisters, I don't even know them. And I
Where
was right there in Chicago. You and I were right there in Chicago with the Imam.
That's right.
And anytime people came in Chicago, they came to the Salon restaurant, and I was working at the Salon restaurant.
Right. Yes, sir.
Most of the people that I know that I'm telling you, this thing here, they're trying to repeat it. They're trying to call a repeat.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Shuja Brother Ibrahim. Inshallah,
yes,
we'll close out now.
Yes, sir.
After, so, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
you know, until the next time we get together, all praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Wa alaikum as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.